I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Working conditions are getting worse for millions of women around the world. That's the finding in a new report out today from the relief and development agency Oxfam. The report says conditions are deteriorating because of the pressure on international retailers to produce goods quickly and make them cheap. Bob Moon joins us now from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Hi, Bob.
Hello there.
So, Bob, give us some more findings of this report.
Well, this report is based on research from worker advocacy groups in a dozen countries. They interviewed managers of the retail suppliers, union leaders and workers, government officials, and corporate executives. And they found that amid increasing competition to offer new and fashionable products at low, low prices, many suppliers have responded by hiring young women or migrant workers. The report finds 3 out of 4 of the workers in these labor-intensive jobs are women. They're working long hours for very low pay. Kate Raworth, the author of the report, tells us there's a growing conflict between a business model that's focused on maximizing shareholder returns while at the same time demanding tighter workplace controls.
When you talk to the farm and factory managers, you get a very different picture. They say, on the ground, we've got the ethical team coming from our client companies, the clothing and supermarket companies, and they're saying, you must make sure you pay a fair wage, you mustn't make people work excessive overtime, you must give people regular employment. But then the buying team says, we want 10% off the price, we want it delivered faster, we want higher quality.
Raworth says that pressure pushes many suppliers to fake their compliance with labor standards, even training workers to answer questions correctly during the compliance checks.
And does the report offer any solutions?
Well, Oxfam suggests corporations need to monitor working conditions even more diligently than they are now. And they also need to face up to the challenges that they're putting on these suppliers. Raworth gave us one case in point.
We talked to a young Kenyan woman called Lucy who's sewing pockets onto jeans to be sold in Walmart. Last year, she had to work for 2 days and 2 nights nonstop in order to meet a shipping deadline. Then she went for 2 months with no pay because there were no orders. And then when she got more work, she had to do overtime and was massively underpaid for it. Now, she desperately needs her job, but she shouldn't have to be paying that kind of price for it.
Now, Raworth mentioned Walmart, but she told us many multinational companies are following this very same business model.
And any response from Walmart or any of the other businesses?
Well, not directly, but yesterday another labor watchdog group accused Walmart of looking the other way while a Chinese company that makes bobblehead dolls fakes compliance with labor standards. A Walmart spokesman did have something to say about that. He said it would be a complete violation of Walmart's policy for anyone to participate in any charade that would merely make a pretense of observing a thorough inspection. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at a sea change in Japan. That country may have to start rewarding its inventors at the same levels the U.S. does.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.